If you've been on this twin flame journey very long, you know that it is about coming into self-love. But as we move forward, more importantly, it's about learning how to love selflessly, and that is selfless love. This whole journey has dichotomy, and we have to master both sides before we can neutralize the energy within. And so that brings us through the twin flame stages that help assist us through our own ascension process and takes the twin flame or other mirror teachers and souls to reflect to us who we are to find the balance within. So stay tuned, because today I'm going to share with you 5 ways to find balance within, which will help you harmonize with your twin flame for twin flame harmonization. And I'm going to share with you my own experience of my own twin flame harmonization from the inside so that you can come into more of embracing your twin flame journey. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you tap into your power so that you can step into your purpose and come into more wholeness, oneness, completeness as you go forward in your selfless journey. So make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell. So before we dive into those 5 ways to find inner union so that you can harmonize with your twin flame, I would like to invite you to my Authentic Abundance Accelerator half-day immersive that is coming up on July 10th, so you can check out all the details below. So the first and maybe one of the most important ways for you to find twin flame harmonization is you need to change your story. We have done so much karmic clearing. We've done a lot of past life release of things that are no longer serving our highest good. But currently, what is happening with everyone in this journey, whether it's coming into the union yourself or just through the ascension process, the entire world, there's been a lot of fears that have been hit, and it's valid. Like, these are valid fears. And where we've kind of looked in the past of clearing these things, what's happened is now is we have started creating stories around ideas and things that became in our truth. And now these truths also no longer serve us because they are keeping us limited. They're placing limitations based on where you've been, based on the fears. And so you're going to continue repeating the patterns as long as those limitations and fears continue. And they're coming from the stories you're telling yourself, and that is creating experiences where your twin flame, yourself, and others are triggering you to re-traumatize things for you to see, feel, and heal those wounds. So it's going to be very important that you learn how to change your story. And also the idea that maybe you're repeating things and things are coming back around full cycle or full circle, or you feel like you're repeating something. The key is to know that this chaos that we go through will always exist, and it's not necessarily that we're technically recreating it, even though we are. It's about now learning how to handle it and navigate it in a new way and create a new story around it. So when it comes to, say, the twin flame, and the twin flame triggers you, and you're going through these ideas of, I've been through this before, I'm not going to repeat this pattern, and you're kind of stepping back, on one end, what has happened is now you're limiting yourself by stepping back, because that story that happened from the original trigger or the original trauma is over, and you're bringing with you, and you're allowing it to rule your future because you have not let go of the story that you created around it. And so this is so important, because I'm seeing this within myself and others, as I always do, that, you know, it's really easy to kind of look outside of ourselves and to think that a couple things is somebody else's trauma, wound is reflecting or projecting onto me. Now I've learned how to need to set these loving boundaries. I've learned how to separate from that. I've learned how to find power. I've learned how to come into my own. But on the flip side, it's still happening. It's still repeating. And why is this continuing? And I'm telling you, it's because of your viewpoint, your perception, and how you choose to take action. And it's not even the action that you take in a sense of what the action is. It's why you take the action that loads and fuels that energy that is creating the resistance that you may be having towards what it is that you're facing. And because you have that resistance, and most of the time the resistance is from the story you created, then you are causing yourself to stay limited rather than going through the barrier to the other side. And so really take note to what I'm saying, and this is very deep. It's so important that you view what is happening in a repetitive cycle at this stage of the game and in this energy, that it's not no longer about repeating the past. It's about coming into the place of one, could be learning both sides of what it is you're to take action on, that we'll talk about more in a minute. But on the flip side of that, it's about you choosing a new experience out of the action you take. So when it comes to twin flame harmonization, we not only have to find that union within to fully come into, be able to dance that dance and harmonize and come into balance with our beloved, but know that in the process of coming into that dance and that balance and creating that harmonization, you have to now face each other, and they will destroy your ego. So your twin flame will destroy your ego. And that is why now it's moving from self love to selfless love. And if you've not mastered self-love, you need to. And make sure to go back and check out my self-love makeover series that I did that can really help you with that. But now we're moving beyond into the selfless love and looking at the other person, the twin flame in this case, and looking at their wound, looking at their stories, their situation, their challenges, and realizing that however they treat you now, because you're in self-love, is not about you. And if you allow it to be about you, and you're creating a new story around that, then you're creating the loop and the cycle in that. But if you can step out of that and choose love for them, breaking down the ego, letting go of the need to be right, and allowing and choosing and making a commitment to yourself that you are no longer going to allow anyone to have that much power over you to destroy you inside from a sense of your ability to experience the life and the love you desire. What this is teaching you is compassion for them, acceptance of them, helps you accept the sides of yourself that you have not accepted. But more importantly, what this destruction of the ego is really representing right now is finding humility. It's about coming into a place of experiencing the level of humility that is so Christ conscious, that for us to embody that as a human being, it takes a lot of destruction within ourselves. In my case, I seriously never really felt like I had an ego. And I'm a Leo. And I've never been like this prideful, proud person or needed all this attention or need those spotlight like you think of a typical Leo to be. But what I can tell you is my beloved and Julian has helped me see an ego side of me that I didn't even know existed. And it is destructive in one sense, because it's breaking down something in you that is setting you up to, like I keep hearing Mother Teresa, love them anyway. That is coming into a place of the depths and the core of your inner self that says from the heart, you can have compassion, you can have kindness, you can have love, and that you can separate yourself from the trigger, and allowing yourself to do that, allowing yourself to love them anyway, allows you the experience and the opportunity to heal your own wound in the process. Because when you realize and you move the button and it no longer is triggering you, then you have healed yourself through the love you have for them that is selfless. And in the process, it's harmonic, and it will actually bring you closer together as you peel back the layers of this destruction of ego. So let's pause here for a second, and I'm going to give you an affirmation that you can use going forward. When I accept others, it allows me to discover the deeper sides of myself. When I accept others, it allows me to discover the deeper sides of myself. When I accept others, it allows me to discover the deeper sides of myself. So number three is about finding balance between order and chaos. You know, your twin flame And this twin flame journey is about chaos, and it is about mastering that chaos. I was listening to one of my spiritual mentors last night in a group meeting that we had, and he said, mysteries refer to God as chaos, and that we must be guided through this chaos in order to be able to come into the formation of who it is we came here to be at our highest order. And then if we look at our spirit, that our spirit is that intuition or the magician that directs and guides us. So the key in all of this is to master the ability to walk the fine line between this order and chaos, because that is where the dichotomy is coming into the neutrality, and you're going to weave in and out of both at all times. And when it comes to your twin flame and the twin flame love, that is a representation of the reflection of yourself that's bringing the chaos to you so you can grow more and so you can change forms. So to love your twin flame is to really embrace this chaos. And it's very important in the middle of this to look at your own self and stop pointing the finger and be like, what am I learning out of this? What do I need to see out of this? What do I need to do out of this? Or what don't I need to do out of this? Because in the old stories, we might have operated in one direction. But in the new story, we're to operate in a new direction. That means we may have been setting a boundary and learning how to take back our power and learning that self-love. But now what I'm finding is it's more about the boundaries are creating limitations because we needed them to get this far. And now that limitation is preventing the expansion of us in causing a contraction that's minimizing our ability to really fully embrace this process from opening up and allowing love to exist in, through, and around us. And so change a story, like I said, and that is going to help you be able to master this concept of finding this balance between two polarities that is going to then neutralize the energy inside of yourself. So really, this is about finding the union within and finding the balance within. And if you can't dance this dance alone, you cannot dance it with the other person, especially in the twin flame energy, because the twin flame is going to be your greatest reflection that mirrors your deepest shadows and that will trigger you in such ways that you gotta face yourself, which is facing the ego. The more you can do within yourself before coming into this harmonization with your twin flame, all the better in finding that balance. But with that being said, the journey of the twin flame journey has its own set of stages and phases that weave in and out that keep you going through the process to continue to go deeper, to continue to expand, to continue to grow. And what I want you to know is that is not gonna change. And therefore, you're waiting to get somewhere that is going to be somewhere outside of something stopping, ending. Finding this idea that, you know, twin flames are going to come together and live happily ever after. And it is not about that. It is about the selfless love of coming together in a way that as we do this, we are also neutralizing the energy of the collective. And so if you could just back up and stop projecting your own wounds or your own needs onto your twin and realize this is a dance you're doing inside, then you can then neutralize the order and disorder and chaos within you, so that that way, one of the things that's important in that, in finding that balance, is it's about changing your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, your stories, and your habits. And to do that, then as you try to reframe that, it's so much easier. And again, my teacher, James Arthur Ray, mentioned this, that in a meeting that I had last night, that he said that it is easier to act your way into a new way of thinking than think your way into a new way of acting. With that being said, one of the questions I have for you is, what actions do you need to take to bring balance and order within yourself that will help you put some action into moving forward and stop being stuck and moving the energy that will then be followed by changing your thoughts and your stories? So let me know in the comments below. So we talked about changing your story And we also talked about you being able to destroy the ego. And then we talked about really the inner union of self, of coming into the state of finding the balance between the chaos and the order. And now we're going to talk about how that yin and yang harmonization takes place with you and your beloved. So one of the things that I want to point out about this yin yang, black, white, equal and opposite energy, basically, because what this really is an energy that has to be equal and opposite or won't fit together like a puzzle. And in that means that the yin has yang and the yang has yin. It's just a matter of how much yin the yang has and how much yang the yin has. And in that, most of us divine feminine, and this doesn't gender, but most of us divine feminine have came in with way too much masculine energy. Most of the divine masculine have came in with way too much feminine energy. And so it's been reversing that inside of ourselves, right? Individually. And so I gotta tell you, if you followed my journey for very long, you've watched me shift from my masculine to feminine, even though before I started this channel, I was already shifting from my masculine to my feminine. And if you've watched me over the last year, you probably can really tell that I'm really coming into my femininity, which is a lot about what the self-love makeover was about, that is shifting me into the selfless love more than ever that I have experienced before, which is my experience is how I create this content, because just like you, I'm going on the journey with you. And that is how I am finding out what to share with you through this experience of my own yin yang twin flame harmonization. So let's start, because I want to show you a photo of Julian and I from the photo shoot I had from the self-love makeover, where him and I did a yin yang in reverse. So first of all, as you can see in this photo, that we basically represent the yin and yang literally. He's black and I'm white. Intentionally, I wore black and he wore white. But what I want to point out to you in this photo that a friend of mine pointed out to me and that I did through observation is, number one, we're looking in opposite directions in the photo. And that's what twin flames do. They look in opposite directions. For instance, Julian and I think totally different. We operate from the exact equal and opposite polarity. Okay. So to try to then bring that together in our union, our reunion, our joint energy, when our inner states from the opposite side is like putting nuclear bombs together, that is vacuuming and sucking and creating these magnets that's forcing us within our own selves to shift. And that being, I'm shifting to my feminine, he's shifting to his masculine. And we're watching this happen and it's playing out. And I'm going to tell you, I've done a lot of work. And in that work, basically, I thought I had pretty much mastered it and was ready to go on and be happy ever after, right? Like all of us. But what I want to tell you is he has shined light into shadows I never knew existed, to the point where it's literally scary deep inside of there somewhere, of wondering, like, what is this? Where did this come from? You know, and realizing it isn't even about him and he's doing the same thing. That being said, you know, that means you have to give each other a lot of space to be able to live in a house and, in our case, be married at the same time in order for us to individually bring this balance to ourselves to come back in and harmonize it together. And most people that know me even personally have talked to me, you know, like from day one since we met, that your energy totally shifted and has changed just by being with him. And I know that to be true, because I've done the deepest work in the last year that I've done all this time. And if you followed me, you know that's some deep work, because you know I've been through some shit in this journey, as everyone. And I just came here open, raw, and real, and I share this. So another thing in that photo, I want you to notice that is so interesting that I just realized today, is our hands are in the pocket, right? So that's equal and opposite, because it's opposite hands, but we're doing the same thing, right? But his thumb is pointing down and my thumb is pointing up. This is how our life literally comes together to create a puzzle and even that representation. And not to mention, not only is he black and I'm white, and you know, here in this picture, I'm standing on a stool, but he's really tall and I'm really short. And so in this polarized energy, or having to continue the dance inside that is dissolving the push-pull inwardly, that is bringing then the harmonization between our polarities that we bring to the table to harmonize our yin and our yang in such a way that we can reverse our roles. So in this role reversal, it is shifting back from the harmonization together. It's like this ping pong match. You know, it goes from yourself to them and them to you, and then together it goes within yourselves at the same time as going together around you. So I cannot stress enough the importance of you finding that inner stability, the inner harmonization, the inner balance and neutrality between your order and your chaos, because that dance is something that I felt like I'd mastered, okay, until he showed up. And then it's like my whole everything blew apart and all of my inner states of darkness really started shining. But I want you to know, in that darkness is where God resides. It is where the transformation takes place. It is where we then change forms to become in the physical form in this case, because this is happening in a 5D energetic realm. But when your twin flame and you are in physical connection to the point you have come into some form of commitment, it's happening in your physical reality. It's happening in your physicality. So as you notice, my physical look has even changed. And of course, I went through the self-love makeover, but I want you to know that was part of the process. And I feel like I have really learned a lot out of that. And if you did not watch that self-love makeover, again, I challenge you, encourage you to please watch that and get plugged into all of those resources with the self-love makeover ebook and all the things that I've mentioned there, because it is so powerful. And now you really need to come into learning how to love selflessly. So the fifth thing that's really taking place here, and some of the things I just talked about, is the twin flame alchemy. That means, as I mentioned, you are growing in this chaos. And that means you're expanding. And that means every experience you have had up to this point, you need to let go of. That's where it goes back to the stories. So you can, in the expansion, you can experience the ability to express in a new way, that you can then experience more of who you are, that you can experience more of what your life is and more of what your purpose is, and you can release those limitations and stop constricting yourself into this contraction, which is suppressing you. And, you know, James also mentioned last night that if you're not growing, you're dying. And there is no in between. And we came here to grow and evolve. And in this alchemy of this transmutation and transformation that's going on. So let's just say the transmutation is taking place inside through the death of that ego and finding the balance and the order and the chaos and allowing your twin flame to stay present and love them anyway. And then also healing you in the process of doing that. That is helping you become a higher expression of love that this whole journey is on, which is the selfless love I talked about in the beginning. So as we move forward into the new earth and the new way with our new selves and new relationships, it's going to be so important for us to know that chaos and challenge is only going to accelerate. So it's so important you learn how to dance the dance within so that you can dance with another and give birth to a dancing star so that you can become the star seed that you came here to be. And there's no way you can discover this freedom until you've had some form of a chaos within. So know that this is all of divine order, and that as much as we choose and want to say we want to step out of it, we want the easy path. And I'll be the first to tell you, I've been there. And recently, like, I can't take any more. I can't take much more. I need to tap out. If this was like a wrestling match or a boxing match, I'd be on a floor right now tapping out, and trust me, I've even tried, but we've signed up for this and it's collective, and it's as you look around, it's going on everywhere around you. And so we're here to change humanity, and the way we do it is through the selfless love that connects us to humility that's going to heal humanity. And that is what we as Twin Flames came here to do. So I invite you to make sure to check out the Authentic Abundance Accelerator below, get plugged into that so you can join me to be able to go into more depths of who it is you came here to be. Because until you know who you are, you can't choose what you want until you really discover who that person is. And that's what we're doing in this journey. So make sure to like, comment, and share the shine. And I will see you next time. May you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste.